What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 82 of the Sports Card Second Podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about 2023 tops. This is actually always one of my favorite episodes every year, just doing the tops preview. I put a lot of work into these. I hope you guys enjoy these. Sorry I missed last week. I was feeling really bad, and my voice was completely gone. So I'm glad to be back this week. I just got my voice back basically like tonight, so really glad that I'm feeling better, and glad I could bring this episode to you guys because this is one of my favorites. As you guys can guess, this next week we're also going to have a Super Bowl post-game report. That's going to be a really fun episode as well, just to talk about that game. Just always love talking about the Super Bowl every year. But yeah, we're going to get into the 2023 tops, discuss the design, discuss new inserts that we've got, and just any news that we have upcoming the February 15th release date. So hopefully I'll have some of that to rip on the show. I usually do. I have the last couple years, so I'm expecting to get some more this year as well. So yeah, let's jump right into this episode right after this quick break. All right, guys, we're going to start taking a look at 2023 tops. So this year's design, I don't necessarily love this year's design. I feel like it's a little bit too busy for me. We're kind of doing, Topps is doing a little bit of a classic type headshot in the bottom left corner with a large logo, bold nameplate at the bottom, and then that's all in team colors at the bottom. Obviously, it's more, you know, more technological looking, I guess. But I think it's a little bit too busy for me. The bottom left corner where all of that stuff is, I feel like it takes up too much, you know, space down there. So, I mean, I feel like it's okay. It's better than 2019 and 2020, in my opinion, but not. Better 2019, 2020, and 2021 tops, in my opinion. But I don't necessarily love it. But it is better than a few of the recent designs we've had. But I wish they took away maybe the size of the logo or size of the headshot and just shrunk that down a little bit. I like looking at the player photo. I feel like that should always be the standout piece on a card. So that is my opinion on the design. You guys can look that up for yourself. I'm using a Cardboard Connection from my research, so I feel like that's the best website. I would recommend that, or like Beckett.com usually has the best releases, or, you know, pre-release news and all that. So looking at parallels, we're looking at kind of the same stuff we've seen in the last two or three years. We've got our gold foil, rainbow foil, royal blue, which is retail exclusive, and gold foil, by the way, is jumbo pack exclusive. We've got our gold out of 2023, green foil board out of $4.99, orange out of $2.99, red foil board out of $1.99, vintage stock, Independence Day, black, which is hobby and jumbo exclusive. Then we've got Mother's Day pink, Father's Day powder blue, Memorial Day, which is the lowest non-1-of-1 out of 25, and then we've got our platinum and printing plates, which are both 1-of-1s. Obviously, I only consider the platinum to be a 1-of-1. And then also, they're bringing back the hobby-only clear version, which is numbered to 10 copies, and it'll only have 100 subjects from the main set, but those are always a great chase if you're a team or player collector. Always like looking for those. So we're looking at a few new inserts this year. So there is a couple interesting new inserts. We have a new All Aces, which is a die-cut foil board approach to top pitchers of today and yesterday. It looks kind of like a playing card, like you might expect. Which, and the ace is an ace of diamonds, obviously, because you're playing baseball, of course. Then also there's a welcome to the club, which stands, it's for players 30-30 players, 40-40 players, and 20-20-20 members. Those are kind of interesting. Also, they're bringing back the Greatest Hits insert set, which you guys may remember from last year. That was in Series 1. It's a pretty good set. I feel like that's, you know, a good one to bring back for those. And they all of these I'm talking about do have autographed versions. And then this year's 35th anniversary set will be 1988 Topps, which in my opinion is one of the worst top sets in history. So I'm kind of sad that we're going to be seeing that a lot this year in the insert sets. You know, let me know, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like 1988 Topps is just a terrible design. There's no good cards in the set. So in my opinion, it's one of the worst of all time. You can correct me if I'm wrong in my email, sportscardsecond@gmail.com. But I just feel like that's just not really a insert that I'm going to be looking for. Also, this year, there is a new parallel for these 88-style cards called the Real One Parallel. And it's print on, like, Heritage-style stock, so you'll know. It's kind of like a vintage stock type card, and that will be numbered to 88 copies. Also, a super short-printed insert. There is a couple this year. So just like the home field advantage we talked about last year, but I really like these. The AKA insert, it's got like, you know, nicknames. So the mock-up on here is the polar bear for Pete Alonso, which is actually a really cool looking card. So I actually will be looking for these in some of my favorite players there for sure. And then another short printed insert is heavy lumber, and that would be printed on a wood grain design. So that'd also be interesting to chase those short print inserts. Then, of course, we're bringing back the Home Run Challenge promo, which I really enjoy. I love trying to pick my games, and I actually won a couple this year, which I think I talked about on the show. So I feel like that is a good one to look for. Also, they're bringing back the retail exclusive Stars of MLB and Chrome Stars of MLB, which we saw last year in a new design. Me personally, the 2022 Stars of MLB, it was way better than this design, but I'm sure you guys will find out for yourself when you see these. So now let's move on into the autographs. You know, they're bringing back the baseball stars autographs. That's what we see every year for kind of the main autograph set, I feel like. But also we're bringing in the 1988 autographs as well. That's another, you know, classic one that we see a lot in Topps. And there's nothing really too new. The World Series champion and postseason performance we see a lot as well. So there's nothing really new in the autographs. And then also, of course, the one-of-one cut signature set, which is just for Legends of the Game, of course. So there's nothing really too new in that for relics and autos. And relics, like I said, nothing too new. You know, we're seeing the 88 Topps and Major League Materials back, and then, of course, postseason and World Series champion relics as well. But new, moving into the hobby-exclusive manufacturer relics, there's some interesting ones. I mean, I'm glad that they're doing these because if it was just what it was this year with a Jackie Robinson patch, it's definitely not worth it to me, but I really like these. It is the City Connect patch, which is the new jerseys. I'm sure you guys saw. There's some really great ones out there that I was seeing this year. So I'm interested to see maybe what the Reds ones look like or some things like that. So we'll see what happens with that set. There's also autograph versions to 10 or less. Let's keep looking here. Also, retail, we'll get the team logo patch, which will be, you know, kind of like the City Connect is my guess. Also, there's another one called Patchwork of the Past, which something tells me will be throwback jerseys. So I'm interested to see that as well. That should be pretty interesting. So hopefully we see a couple of those in my breaks. Like I mentioned, we probably will be opening some right around release date. So stay tuned for that. Make sure you guys are subscribed to the show. Because it'll show up in your library every Monday when I release. Also, if you enjoy the show, drop a rating in Apple or Spotify or wherever you can drop a rating. I always really appreciate those. I always read through those. And, yeah, just if you guys do that, I definitely will see that. So definitely, if you feel like you are liking the show, drop me a rating and review in Apple or Spotify. Moving on, there will be box toppers, which will be interesting. I feel like every box probably won't have a box topper. I don't know how that'll work, but there are one-of-one sketch box toppers, and those are only found in hobby boxes. Also, there's the oversized 88 Topps League Leader box topper, which do have autograph versions, which are said to be limited. So I'm guessing probably 10 or less. That's usually what Topps means when that. So I'm going to read off here kind of what Cardboard Connection says about the design, just to kind of give you guys another idea, because I don't know if I gave you the best picture. Hopefully I did, but let me read off what they say. So, keeping with the trend, 2023 Top Series 1 Baseball delivers a third consecutive year with a traditional border. Collectors will also likely appreciate that the names appear relatively easy to read, which is a definitely a gripe that I have with Topps, that they just make the names really small. Many fans know that this is not always the case, which is definitely true. However, the nameplate gets an overall overhaul, packing a lot into the bottom portion of the card. Like I said, it does pack a lot in there. And the most obvious element here is the secondary portrait image style that has not been used since 2003. So it's been about 20 years. Well, yeah, it has been 20 years. And the headshot in the corner design may remind collectors of 1983 and 1984 Topps, which those were actually pretty good designs. So I feel like, they did go for the retro look, but they kind of failed a little bit here. The new design also includes a large team logo in the nameplate background, along with the team name and position for the player and also the player's name. So I feel like they could have been better, but I just don't know. I just feel like the secondary image is something that is kind of for vintage, and it doesn't look right with the more technological advanced design. So I'm looking back in 1983 and 84. You guys take a look for yourself, but yeah, they're definitely right about that. I feel like 83 is kind of the closest with the larger player image there. But the name and, you know, team name is off to the right instead of on the left side on that corner. I feel like if they spread things out over the bottom, it might have been a little bit better. But they put too much in that one corner, is in my opinion. So I feel like we'll see what it looks like when it comes out of the pack. But I just feel like they could have done a better job on the design for sure. Let me know your guys' opinion on that. But I just feel like it could have been better. I mean, looking at recent designs, though, like 2019, 2020, and 2021 are definitely worse, in my opinion, than 2023. I mean, 2019 is obviously probably the best design out of those three that I just mentioned. So it's a little closer, but I just feel like 2020 and 2021 were just terrible designs. So glad to see us getting some better designs again. From around 2012 to 2014, it was kind of a boring design, and now we're doing too much. So I feel like we need to get back in the middle around 2015. I feel like that's a great design. That's one of my favorite designs of all time. Only if there's some good rookies in that set to collect. But 2015 is one of my favorite designs of all time. Let me know your opinion on your favorite design of all time. I'm actually going to be setting a Q&A on Spotify for this. So if you guys want to drop it in there, or you can hit me up on my email, like I said, sportscardsecond@gmail.com. All right, guys, that's going to do it for today. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Like I said, drop a rating review on Spotify or Apple, and hit me up on my email with any questions or comments about the show. I love reading those, and I'll definitely get back to you. Hope you guys enjoyed episode 82 of the Sports Card Second Podcast. It's Jacob signing off. Keep collecting. Go Eagles. Peace.